Tune in to the hottest sports talk show.
I've never had it so good, sports radio.
Join us weekdays at 7 p.m. Stories about players and coaches of all levels. We make it easy to talk sports.
Hey, welcome to Never Had It So Good Sports Talk Radio. I am Princess Cooper with my co-host David, the Duck Riley, the legend for sure. We're going to get the young men in here. Entrepreneurship is what we're talking about tonight with some locals right here from Columbia, South Carolina, Abbott Dynamics. But, Duck, I want to continue. Just to give me 30 seconds, 45 seconds of the conversation before the show starts, and that is – I think Deion Sanders, he's getting a lot of offers, and you knew he would. If he had success this year and he's gone undefeated, you knew he would get offers. So now on the table is Colorado. I think that's the cold weather. I don't know if he's going there. They say on the table 90% done is an offer from South Florida. They're just kind of ironing out some other things, and they say that there's a lot of interest from Arizona State. But with the success he had, you knew this was coming.
Can
I got you on.
Can you hear me?
Okay, I got you now. Yeah, I got you now.
Okay. Yeah, Prince, and we've talked about that on the show before. My thing is, and I know, you know, people are saying that, you know, he said that God put him there, but God also moves you along too. You know, I'm a firm believer in prayer and stuff like that. You know, my thing is I hit Jason and Kevin and them at Sentiments. We went undefeated, you know. But I moved on. You know, did I want to leave those guys? No, I don't. But you also got to kind of say, hey, you know, where is this leading me? Where is this taking me? Mm-hmm. And I just think you have the right to change your mind, you know, change your mind, better yourself, help other young men out. It doesn't say, hey,
exactly.
it just has to be a HBCU. It could be any school because there's – people of color at every school.
Exactly. And again, majority of those who play the game of football are African American. As I said on other shows too, Deion Sanders' salary at Jackson State is $300,000. $150,000 of that he gave back to Jackson State this year because he wanted them to finish up the athletic facilities. The offer on the table from South Florida is 5 years, $25 million. That's $5 million a year. And if it's not for him, if he says he really doesn't need the money, I think it changes the trajectory of your family, but also of the coaches that he can bring with him. So wherever he lands, I think that was a part of the plan. You don't keep toiling and be having success in the same place. Eventually, somebody is going to get you, just like they did Marcus Satterfield, the offensive coordinator for the South Carolina Gamecocks. After you know, Tennessee, and then Clemson back-to-back. He's now in Nebraska. Maybe that has a lot to do with Matt Rhule. But, I don't know how we can be upset with Deion for wanting to move on.
Right. And the thing, to keep people on an even keel, Deion, just give every year out of that $5 million, give them $300,000 back.
Exactly. But I do feel the mouthpiece, the bullhorn for the HBCUs and their success takes a step back if Deion is not at an HBCU. I do think that bullhorn gets a little bit lower, correct?
Without a doubt, but it's enough prominent black athletes that could step up and go to a HBCU where you could keep it going. He has started something. Now somebody's just got to pick up the mantle and keep it going.
Pass the baton. You're right. Pick up that mantle and keep it going. We don't have much time because we got to get out of the way at the top of the hour for She Knows Sports with my co-host Brittany Jones. So let's welcome in Abbott Dynamics here. I want to get it right. Abbott Dynamics here in Columbia, South Carolina. Ernest Simmons, Brian Simmons, how are you all doing?
We're doing fine.
Doing great.
Great, great. Thank you all for being on. We appreciate this. I've been all over your website, so I'll let Duck start with the questions and interview, and then I'll bring up the rear here and ask my own set of questions too and intermingle. Duck, go ahead.
Yeah, first of all, Brian and Ernest, I'd like to apologize, man, because, you know, every once in a while before we get on the show, we have to go through a little little debate, little whatever you want to call it. But anyway, you know, we want to get off on the Deion Sanders standard. But hey, and I'm sure you guys agree that everybody deserves an opportunity to keep it going forward. So, but
yeah,
oh yeah,
anyway,
well, definitely.
Okay, guys, kind of tell us how you guys got started, man. You know, how did all this take place?
Okay, well, I'm Brian. And Ernest is actually my nephew, so it's a family business, basically. But I started it first. I started it I was in the military, and I was in the Marine Corps. I was stationed in California. I got out, and I worked my way up into being a field service engineer. But the whole time I was in the military, I was always away from family. And the business actually started – my first business actually was a clothing line, but it was in the 90s when all of the rap brands came out. I had the same idea at the same time when all the famous people decided to do an urban brand. And since I couldn't compete with all the celebrities, I ended up doing custom stuff. But the first thing I did custom was greeting cards because I was so far away from my family. So I started out making custom greeting cards just as something different that I was doing. It wasn't a business. It was just something I did. And I got so good at the greeting cards that my grandmother told me I should think about doing it as a business. And then later on, I started doing pictures on photo paper where I was editing the pictures and then learned about putting stuff on products. So for a long time, like from, I guess, most of the early 2000s, I was doing it by myself part-time here and there just for fun. And then 3 years ago, it was the end of 2018, I moved from California back to South Carolina because my mother got sick. And I didn't want to be that far away, and I knew it was terminal. So I moved and I stopped doing business for like a year and found out that one of my nephews was coaching basketball and was looking to do a fundraiser. And I knew about all these products that I could do. So I got with him about just doing a fundraiser. And once he saw what I had, he was like, I want you to go back and do it as a business. And I'm going to help. So for like when we first started, we were going to go after just like middle schools and high schools and just add what we do to what they're doing, but COVID hit. And so we were stuck and we had to figure out something to do to buy time until that passed. So we were literally the first company that we could find anywhere that was making custom masks when everybody was still just washing their hands, because I thought they were saying wash your hands too much. And who washes your hands when somebody's sneezing on them? You know what I mean? And so then my nephew came, you know, and started adding, like pushing me to be more, like a little bit more vibrant with my colors for my own logo, because he was saying I was doing stuff really fancy for everyone else, but nobody can see me. So he actually pushed the business to the light to where everybody could see it by, you know, making the logo and everything as flashy as what we were already doing. And then I'll let him jump in and give his synopsis of what happened.
Okay, yeah, I pretty much came in, like you said, I was a AAU coach, coaching in Scotland County, North Carolina. And when he brought that product and I saw it for my fundraiser, I was already going to all the tournaments, and I knew it was vendors at the tournaments selling similar but not the same. And I knew his product would take off a lot faster than the products that – because the products at the tournaments are the same products since 1985. So the world has advanced. Technology has advanced. Everything is going more innovative. And in the sports sector, it remains the same. So my vision was to bring it new age, as in make it current. And so that's where more of the flair and more of the stuff that the younger kids would like, we're doing more of that now. And so it's really an attractive product for the parents and the children.
Okay. So now what group are you trying to reach our groups? Who's the central point of what you guys are doing, your audience?
Well, it's a broad audience because literally in our store, it's more than just a custom print shop. We do personalized printing, what is what we really do. And we literally have, and also we do photography. So we literally have something for everybody. In our store, we do everything from birth announcements to memorial plaques and blankets and T-shirts and what have you. And we cover every special event in between, from just because you wanted to give someone a gift to a birthday, anniversary, or a baby shower, wedding gift, or what have you.
Okay. And you said you was in the service, but was this something that you always wanted to do? Kind of felt that, hey, let me try this out?
It wasn't really a try anything for me. It was more, I come through high school, I took art for all 4 years. So I was heavy into drawing and painting when I was younger. And when I went into the military, I didn't get the opportunity to do those things anymore. And when I started working outside the military, I was using machines and I was a programmer for the company software. And I learned how to make the machine draw pictures. And that led me to graphic design. And then once I linked the graphics back to printing, then it just came to me, like, this is what you really should be doing because, you know, you're creating all these nice pictures. Now you can print them and people can enjoy them.
Okay. And the reason why I asked you that, because, you know, the listeners, people are listening and say, okay, how did he get to doing this? And by you doing this 4 years in high school, and it gives us a picture of exactly why you went into it and how you got it started. So now I want to jump over to Ernest, because Ernest, you know, you're coaching basketball and for AAU. So saw what he was doing. Did you kind of stop what you were doing to just come in and join your uncle?
Yes, pretty much. Pretty much, because I was already dealing with a lot of the big tournaments on the East Coast. So I knew once I could, and I personally knew all the people that hosted the tournaments. So I knew once I got that product in, I already knew what the product would do. It's just the fact of me getting it in there. And once we made that first connection, we made our first connection with Big Shots. And when we got in there, that's when it all began. So we normally deal with all youth sports, volleyball, basketball, football, baseball. We have did a cornhole tournament, even that. You know, all sports, we go and we set up our photography booths, white screen umbrellas. We get the players in particular poses, might have them screaming, palming the basketball, whatnot, and we print those pictures on aluminum. So that alone separated us from everyone else, because when you go to these tournaments, they only have paper pictures that you're going to get. So our prints are hard copies that you can spray glass, window cleaner on them. It's printed, it's sublimated in the metal. So it's much, much longer lasting. And because we're photographers as well, we're actually taking all of the pictures, so the clarity is a difference as well.
Okay, you brought up something interesting. Now, how did you, with the cornhole, bring me up to date on that, man?
We were at we do tournaments outside of South Carolina, and we were at a tournament in Virginia Beach, and ESPN was hosting a cornhole tournament, and in the same building there was a basketball tournament that we were at, and basketball, volleyball, and then we got added to take pictures at the cornhole tournament on the spot because they saw what we were doing.
Okay.
That's the product. Our product on site opens doors for us.
Wow.
It's one of those things that you have to see it in person. You have to touch it. Like he brought up the aluminum prints, but our rally rag stands on its own as well because our rally rag is a velour towel and it's the softest towel on the market. And unlike the rally rags that they normally give out at games, if you tried to rub it against your face, it's usually screen printed and the paint on it scratches you. On ours, it's a soft, plush velour towel. You can't feel anything. And even our towel, you can throw it in with your white clothes and bleach it, and none of the colors bleed or fade. So it's
Brian, we're going to have to send Princess over and test that out, Princess. We're going to test
Most
it out
definitely.
On you, Princess.
So if you guys send us some pictures, we'll make some custom stuff so when she comes over, she can bring something back for you guys.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to do that. I'm going to send some logos and some custom stuff from some of the hosts that we have around the country who talk sports. I want to see what you have now. Are you all based out of Columbia Mall or Columbiana Mall? Because I thought I saw Camden, too. Where are you based out of?
Well, I was living in Camden for 2 years, and then I moved back to Columbia, and we opened the store in Columbia. We were working – when we were doing COVID, we were working out of my house because we were traveling. We didn't do anything around Columbia because the tournaments had us on the road, and everything was literally closed but the tournaments.
Yeah.
So that was the first thing that opened back up because our initial – goal was to go to the schools, but they shut down all the schools. So we had, and the first thing that opened back up was AAU basketball. And so that changed the course of the business. And we did that for like a good 2 years solid. And then we got the store. And this year, the store is like a baby to us. So we spent all of our time in the store trying to get the store right. And now next year we'll go back to doing tournaments and the store.
Now,
so if I can speak
go ahead, Princess. No, I just wanted to know from them, Ernest and Brian, how rough was it dealing with the COVID pandemic during those 2 years?
For us, fortunately, it wasn't too rough for us because we were able to, like I said in the beginning, we were able to switch from what we normally do, and we started making the custom masks. And so we ended up shipping masks to several different states and countries because they liked the graphics that we put on the mask. Like literally we could put anything that they wanted. So, and we were the only ones doing it in the beginning.
Yeah, it's full color pictures of your loved ones, logos, full color backgrounds, the entire mask. And that was that was at the beginning of the pandemic when everyone was scrambling for a mask, you know, just any mask. We were already
we were literally, and our masks were the masks that come with insert. It has a pocket, and you insert a filter.
Okay. So while we're there, I wanted to ask because I've been on the website and I saw a Pittsburgh Steelers mask, but I didn't see a Dallas Cowboy. So I'm just wondering.
Oh, you must have missed it because I'm a Cowboys fan. So it was there.
Okay. All right. So we can get along.
On the mask, was it Jerry Jones' picture?
You had to go there.
We're not going to talk about that.
See? Thank you. Duck, if I can ask them, how did you get a connection with Dawn Staley? Dawn Staley is a big thing here in Columbia, South Carolina. She is the most successful coach, I would say. How did you all get a connection with her? And have you sent her that hoodie that I saw? And tell me about that.
First, I'm just going to say a little bit. It was hand-delivered, and then I'll let Ernest explain.
It actually was our brother Antoine of Home Turf Clothing. He actually got us in to talk to her. Well, not actually talk to her, to actually meet her and hand-deliver the product. So we knew we were going to go to the game, so we made her a hoodie.
Mm-hmm.
We made her a nice acrylic piece for a desk, a wallet with all of her accomplishments on it, and a rally rag with all of her accomplishments in it. So when we made our way around, I'll just say it like this. We're extremely confident in our product, that when you see it and you feel it, you will enjoy it and love it. So we already knew that we were going to actually get it to her, because we stand behind our product, and we know what our product literally sends chills down people's spines, some of the people that receive our product. So we've seen the faces, we know the reaction. So it's just one of those things where we knew we were going to get in there, but Antoine did help us out, Home Turf Clothing, they hooked us up.
Now, I got a question for you. You hear how Prince's boasted a little bit about Dawn Staley and stuff, but I'm going to have to give a shout-out to Lua Tony, which I call him, which you guys know him by, Antoine Wilson, Home Turf. You know, he is the most important thing in Columbia, South Carolina. I'm just throwing that out there. I'm throwing it out there for a friend.
Yeah, he's definitely a force to be reckoned with. Actually, like, we talk a lot, so he's given us a lot of good information, a lot of advice, and he's pointed us in the right direction every single time. And I can't even find the words to say how much I appreciate him and how glad I am for meeting him. Yeah, he definitely.
Well, the good thing about it, Ernest and Brian, he's already threatened me to say, hey, you got to look out for these guys when they come to Charlotte. So, you know, whatever I'm doing, you guys will be in. But tell him he don't have to threaten me.
Okay. I'll tell him to stop twisting that arm too hard.
All right. Okay.
Awesome. So I wanted to take it a little further and just go ahead and give out your contact information, because we are winding down here. Let's get that in there. If someone is interested in, you know, personalizing or anything, go ahead. And how can they get in contact with you the best?
Okay. One thing before that, we have so many facets to this business. We left out that we also have 360 photo booth rentals. So that's actually a part of the business. It's on the Giant Slayer 360 experience.
And the reason it's named like that is because what we offer, most people really believe that when they first meet or they first come in, they think they're buying a product. But by the time they leave the store, they're telling us how they enjoyed the experience. So it's much more than just selling products, because we're personable with every customer, and it becomes a whole experience. And all of our customers are like family. We've never had to advertise since we opened the store. We've just been there since June, but we've changed the dynamics of the whole mall, and it's because our customers send new people all the time because they love the experience just as much as they love the product. And Ernest is going to come back with the contact information. So,
So we're located at Columbia Place Mall on Two Notch Road.
It's 7201 Two Notch Road, and the suite number in the mall is BL236. And the phone number to the store is 803-479-3720. And then we're actually redoing our website currently, so it's down for a moment because, like we said earlier, it's we were doing just sports during COVID. Now we got to add all of the personal stuff to the website, and we're doing a promotional side as well for promotional products. So temporarily we're having everyone contact us through our social media. So they can find us at Abbott Dynamics on Facebook and Instagram, and then also Giant Slayer Digital Artwork on Instagram.
Okay.
So you can see a lot of our products and stuff that we've done for our customers on all of those platforms.
Yeah, I've been out there. You guys are busy. And that's the last question I want to ask is, with it being Christmas, has things picked up? And do you have – are people asking for big orders? But more than anything, has your business picked up because of where we are with Black Friday and now headed into Christmas?
Yes, it has. For me, it's hoodie season. So for me, that's pretty much designing hoodies is where it's at now, because that's the rush for right now. So yes, it has picked up tremendously.
Okay.
And then aside from that, we picked up. We're gonna be the number one vendor for Benedict College, so we get complete creative control of everything that goes into Benedict College. And by default, Allen University comes along with that deal.
Exactly. So now, is when you say you complete control, does that mean into their bookstore right there on that corner? Will you have product in there?
We're currently in the bookstore as we speak. We have product in the bookstore.
Oh, wow.
And we're working on other products for the bookstore, and we're talking about turning a section of the bookstore into a small boutique where we can do actual Benedict designer brand in there.
Mm-hmm.
Because we need complete branding as well.
Well, you guys need to take care of Stennis Berry, guys.
Yeah, what a season. What a season for Berry, for sure. Guys, we're going to have to get out of the way for She Knows Sports, Brian and Ernest, but I am Princess and I'm right here in Columbia. So me and Rev are going to come over to Columbia Place and see you all. Congratulations. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
And I'm going to test you all out and send you some logos and PDF and see what we can do and create some things for the network. Congratulations to you.
We got you.
All right. Thank you so much.
You.
Awesome. Duck?
Appreciate you guys, man. Hey, look, keep that guy off my back, guys.
I got you.
I think I'm going to make a phone call right now. I got you.
All right. Brian Simmons and Ernest Simmons from Abbott Dynamics and also Giant Slayer 360. You guys have a great week, and let's keep in touch, okay?
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, Duck. I appreciate you. This is our last little show for the week. I'll see you on Monday. I'm sure we'll have a full schedule for sure. Have a great week. Is West Virginia playing this weekend, Doug? Because I know Florida.
No. Well, I don't know if we might have. I don't know if we got the Giants or the Commanders. I'll check my schedule.
The Giants or the Commanders. That man said. All right, Duck, I'm going to leave you alone. I can't win. Have a great weekend, sir. I appreciate you. All right. Never had it so good. We're going to get out of the way here for She Knows Sports with Brittany and Princess.